Carl was a beautiful, kind-hearted, funny boy. He was my best friend. He was extremely popular, brightening up people's days, often the centre of attention, and making everyone laugh. He was a fantastic big brother, grandson, and son. He was very much loved and so dearly missed. Aside from losing Kyle, attending this trial is the hardest thing I've ever had to experience. I've had to listen to the awful detail of what they did to my boy. I want to say a particular thank you to the witnesses, many of them only teenagers themselves. They've shown remarkable courage in standing up to these defendants and giving evidence. These young witnesses saw my son being murdered and now have the shocking memory that they will have to live with forever. I hold my hands up to my family and my friends that got me through this awful ordeal, to the girls that gave up their days to support me at court, to my sister-in-law and brother that were very close to Carl, who have had to relive this nightmare with me, to my mum and dad that literally held me together in those first few months. Without any of their help and support, I wouldn't have got through this nightmare. I want to say thank you to the police, who did an excellent job in identifying and finding these murderers so quickly, and to victim support for all their help throughout this process. Finally, I want to say I hope these verdicts today will help send out a very strong message to all young people that knife crime cannot and will not be tolerated in any way. No one should feel the need to carry knives. People's lives can be lost so quickly and needlessly. Just look at what happened to my Kyle. Quite simply, knife crime destroys lives. Thank you very much.